The DNR proposal aims to cut mercury emissions from power plants by 90%, but it gives utilities the choice of moving quickly or moving more slowly, as long as they also reduce smog and soot. The Sierra Club doesn't like the slower moving option and also doesn't care for the size of power plant targeted. Club official Jennifer Fireherm says the 90% cut would only happen for operating units that generate more than 150 megawatts of electricity.
That means that more than half of Wisconsin's fleet would be exempted from the mercury rule and would not have to reduce their mercury. Sierra Club can't support a rule unless we've got a threshold that goes down to 25 megawatts, just like the rule in Illinois.
Fireherm says examples of power plants exempted under the new proposal would be some operating units in downtown Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Cassville. She says in general, those are the oldest and dirtiest power plants in Wisconsin. But DNR Air Management Director Kevin Kessler says he expects many of the plants under 150 megawatts to install better technology by 2015.
That is a case-by-case determination. So until all the information is submitted and that determination is made, you really couldn't say whether a particular power plant would be achieving a 90% reduction or what percent reduction that they would achieve.
Kessler says the vast majority of electricity in Wisconsin comes from larger power plants, which would have to meet one of the two mercury reduction options. In addition to today's hearing, the DNR will accept written comments through next Monday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.